Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:45, quarter till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking with Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. Gentle parenting, our jumping off point. A text comes in, what to do, Dr. Judy, if my 7-year-old ignores me when I ask him a question? I have my answer, but let me hear yours.
Oh, I get ignored by my 4-year-old toddler all the time. And I have to say it 2 or 3 times. So it's very interesting because sometimes we get all annoyed and it's because we actually haven't gotten their attention before asking the question. So in our minds, it feels kind of like we've been asking 3 or 4 times. But hey, if they're immersed in something else, a video game, a toy, YouTube, that might be frustrating just to see them be so immersed. But at the same time, they're obviously not attending to you. Remember, they're developing brains. They don't have executive function the way we do. And even as adults, I can barely multitask. And so you got to kind of get on their level, make sure they're making eye contact with you, make sure that they're actually attending to you before you count that as the first time you're asking the question. I would say that that's the first way to deal with that. And then I think the other piece is, you know, there has to be some kind of disciplinary follow through. So everybody does this differently. There's kind of like the 1-2-3 parenting method, or there's the I'm going to say this 3 times and by the 3rd time you're going on a timeout. Everybody's different in terms of how they follow up, but make sure whatever method you choose that it's consistent. So once you know you've actually engaged them and they're paying attention to you, you ask the question, and if they still don't respond, then tell them the next time that you do this and every time that you do this, this is a consequence that follows, and make sure that it fits their age range, right? Sometimes people will say, well, I'm going to take away your iPad for a week. Kids who are 7 or 8 or 9 or even 10 don't understand that, but they can understand for the rest of the day or until tomorrow. You know, you can't give them something where they can't really appreciate that time length quite yet. And they really don't understand that until maybe in their teenage years, like when you're trying to ground somebody for a week. It really needs to be more appropriate for their age level and their understanding.
Now, here you can psychoanalyze me from my response, which would be, here's the way my mind works. I would say, first of all, well, let's make sure that the communication happened. Did you hear me? If they didn't hear me, then I make sure that they did. And then I would explain, if it became a habit, I would say, well, look, you can't ignore me when I talk to you. It's rude. That's not how we treat people. That would just be my approach. Somebody texted in and said, This is a problem here with parents, with moms and dads being on different pages, saying that my wife likes to take everything away from our kids. No video games, no game, no going to friend's house or having friends over, etc. I always have to talk to her in order to get their punishment less. And I talked about negotiating only one time, the timeout, because I think the kid would still be in that corner had I not negotiated that end of the discussion some 26 years ago. But what would you say here with parents being on the same page in terms of parenting? I don't think you ever want to undermine the other in front of the child, right? Like a manager almost?
Yeah, it's really hard because, of course, parents, we get upset too. We get annoyed and we kind of want to have our last say, and we might not agree with parenting, which happens more often than you might think. And then we say this in front of the child. And you know what? Like, not only is that kind of disturbing to the child, feels chaotic, it also gives them an in to disturb the status quo even more. Children know where the weak spots are. So they're like, oh, well, mom always says yes to this, dad doesn't. So I'm just going to go and ask mom. So you definitely don't want to split in front of the child. You got to just kind of get in another room, find another time and talk about how you'd like to do this instead. And just so you know, like parenting conflicts and parenting decisions that don't align. It's one of the most common reasons why couples argue. So you're not alone if this happens. You just have to find some middle ground and just be prepared to, sure, talk about your point of view, but also be prepared to compromise, because there are two people here and there are two parents. If that is your household and you have two parents and you can't always get your perfect form of parenting, there is another parent and their opinions are valued as well.
So somebody texted in about their grown child raising the grandchild as a friend, and the child is 7 years old, the kid in this equation, 7 years old, and wants to be the kid's friend more than the kid's parent. Now, you want to have the kid be able to come talk to you, right? And you want to let them know that they're there, but yet you can't be your kid's best friend, can you, when they're 7 or 8 or 9?
No, I mean, I think that that might feel more appropriate when you're both adults and people see that they have that relationship with their child. I think that, you know, you're always going to be in your roles, but I understand that when you get older. But no, when the child is still living under your roof, there has to be a clear, I'm the parent and you're the child, right? And I don't know if I told you this, but one time, Tommy, I went to this restaurant and we're sitting next to this very lovely mom and son. But the entire time, the mom's like, we're on a date. This is my son. He's my best friend. And she was saying things that kind of seemed like it was joking, but also was a little awkward. He was probably like 14. He was like a freshman in high school. And he looked, I mean, I think he loved his mom, obviously, but he also looked slightly embarrassed. And I'm just like, that's where you start to cross the line a little bit. I mean, if you joke about it once, fine, but she was like saying it 5 or 6 times. And, you know, it's like, I get it. You're like, you want to be that parent. You want to be the cool parent. But you can be the cool parent and still be a parent, right? I mean, that's the operative word. So you got to find some way to stay connected with your children without making them your date night or your best friend.
Did you leave a card on the table as you left and said, call me or not?
I had, it was so funny because we were on a double date with another psychologist and his spouse. And I was like, well, there's two of us here. Who wants to take this on?
There you go. So you might want to, I would imagine a lot of eyebrows being raised over cocktails or whatever. So as a final thought, leaving the lines of communications open with your child after a disciplinary event happens, what would you suggest, Dr. Judy?
Well, I think that it's important to let them know that you're not happy with the behavior, but that you're happy with them, right? You have to separate your love and your connection with them from their behavior. So instead of them being a bad kid, it's like, well, that wasn't the best behavior. It's just important to establish some kind of ritual of connection after discipline, though. And I think that that is a way to kind of bridge that gentle parenting approach with, well, we're going to be firm, but we're going to be loving. And just because you do something that we don't like doesn't mean that our love has diminished with you.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate your time. Insight as always. My best to Luca.
Thanks, Tommy. Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right. See you soon.
See you soon. Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist. See you soon. I've never seen her. Host of the Supercharged Life podcast, 953. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got planned for us today here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.